He began to walk, and as he did, he could feel something coursing through his veins. A new strength. He must have succeeded. After all, he had just survived the impossible. The immortals must have given him something. But at what cost? A deep growl echoed from a massive cave at the base of a hillside. A gargantuan beast stepped out from the shadows of the cave, its jet-black scales glistening in the sunlight. Several rows of teeth dotted its large maw, half as sharp as the bony spikes jutting out along its forearms. Ogur, one of the many beasts that served the immortals. Ogur roared. This was their test. Their price if he wished to enter their kingdom. He thrust his sword into the hide on Ogur's chest, piercing it. The beast quickly grabbed at Malak, who pushed off effortlessly and landed once more in the dirt, untouched. He jumped only to be met by the beast's massive claws. He soared through the air, slamming into the base of the mountain. Malak jumped to the ground, scanning desperately for some weak point, something that would give him an edge. He took a breath. He could feel the wind coursing over his skin. The sweat falling down along his forearms to the tips of his fingers and onto the dirt at his feet. After a moment, he saw what he needed and began to run towards the beast. Malak saw his chance. He jumped, throwing his knee into Ogur's chest. And with a massive thump, Ogur crashed onto the ground. Ripping the sword from its eye, he hurtled dozens of feet into the air, the weapon raised. And with every ounce of strength, he fell, throwing the blade deep into its heart. Ogur let out a final roar as its heartbeat slowed to nothing. Malak pulled the blade from its chest, sheathing it. Victorious, he stared at the sky.